There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children two languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in three states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says when he smells flowers, he looks around for a coffin, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And today is a good day to smell the flowers. We have our good friend with us today, G.B. Oliver III. G.B. is Executive Director of ParagonFoundation.org. And G.B., it's good to have you again as a guest.
Man, it's good to be with you. How do I sound? Did I sound like I'm in a hole?
No, you sound great. Why? What did you...
Well, Jeff said he sounded like I was in a hole, and I said, well, what a coincidence. I've been in a hole most
of my life.
I
was going to say, we've all kind of been there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that we've been building fence at home, and in fact, I have a fellow working as we speak. I have to get out of here as quick as I can so I can go help him. But that's one job that I always enjoyed doing was digging fence post holes.
You'll have all that done by next weekend, won't you?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
But you didn't ask me why I always enjoyed that.
Well, why do you enjoy that?
That's the only job I've ever had where you could start at the top.
Well, I'll never look at a pair of postal diggers the same way now.
That's right. Anyway, you're going to have to hurry up and leave, you said. You're headed to where are you going now?
Going to Scottsdale this morning.
Scottsdale,
Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. That's Scottsdale, actually, that's Phoenix, more or less.
Yes.
Hey,
suburb of Phoenix.
You know, we come on here and we have all this news concerning property rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I have some good news. Did you hear about what happened this week concerning that Pinyon Canyon over at Fort Carson, Colorado?
Just bits of it, but go ahead and cover that.
Well, I just have probably the same bits of it you do. Why don't you give our listeners a rundown on what this whole thing was about, and then I'll tell you what happened with the government.
With the government?
Yeah.
Well, it was exactly the same scenario that we went through in my part of the country, and we've talked about that on your show, where they came in and condemned and took all these ranches and made a military reservation out of them. Up in Colorado, I think I was up there visiting with those people a couple of years ago, and I told them that very thing. I said, I don't care what they're telling you. Let me tell you what they're fixing to do to you. And that's a beautiful part of what we do and everything. If there's a beautiful part of it is the government never changes their approach. Their playbook is the same on every deal they do. And so what they were basically doing is they were going to wipe out all of those ranchers in that part of the country and expand their military reservation for training. And I think most of that had to do with tanks and those kind of ordinances and everything. And of course they were working in conjunction with the Nature Conservancy, who had a an office on the military reservation. On their fort, there they had the Nature Conservancy, and they're working in conjunction. The Nature Conservancy had already put out press releases in the Denver Post and those kind of places saying, you know what, the military is so conscious of the environmental effects that they have and everything, and it's a better thing to get those ranchers off and the military to take this thing over. But basically what they were going to do is they were coming in there and they were going to condemn that land. When they condemned and took our land, they paid us 46 cents an acre because that's all a military reservation would appraise for, and at that time we didn't understand highest and best use and what the government was required to pay you in a condemnation case. But essentially that's what it was. And I mean, there are hundreds of ranchers and thousands of square miles involved in this takings.
Now, you won't believe how unorganized I am. I thought I had the information down here with me, and apparently I don't have it. So I can't find it, but I know what it said. But okay. I won't have the facts and the figures. But yesterday, the House, now we're talking about the Congress in Washington, okay? The House passed a bill that says that the government cannot take any of that land, and they will not even let them spend any money on it, any research on it. And it was 380-some congressmen voted for it, and like 30-some voted no.
Yep.
And they said, now, of course, it's not a bill. It's not a law because it's got to go through the Senate, and the president would have to sign it. But it really gave a lopsided look at this thing.
Well, and you know, the beautiful part of that is they absolutely cannot go forward without funding from the House.
And that's what they said.
Yeah, and so whether the Senate buys in on this or gets to the president and he vetoes it, it really doesn't matter. The funding has to come out of that House, and the House was very clear in where they stood on this. And I'll tell you, for Kimmy Lewis and those ranchers up there, I am absolutely elated.
Yeah, and they are too. They said they didn't know that the general population was on their side like they are. And, you know, Jimmy, I can see more and more things happening around the country. I think we're doing some good.
Well, I'll tell you, Derry, I've never been more excited about where we are in my years in this business. And I'll tell you what, a lot of it brought about by this immigration bill. I mean, it's interesting what sparked this across the nation. But I'm telling you, everywhere we go and every radio program you listen to, these people are irate. It used to be just on shows like your show and a very select few others around the country did you ever hear the real story. All of a sudden now the population has absolutely had it with the Congress and had it with the president, and they're standing up and they are defiant. And of course Congress is so, this is such a new deal to the Congress, they just keep trying to plow on ahead and cram it down the American public's throat. This is an opportunity right now for anybody that wants to take back this country to get involved, because I've never seen a better chance than we've got right now.
Okay, let me give you another good example. Let me see. Ooh, I can't give you that example. Should music be playing, Jeff? Or am I looking? Yeah, there it is. Okay, when we come back, just like this real ID thing, do you know 30-some out of the 50 states are already rebelling on that?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to say this because you want... I'm giving Derry Brownfield the majority of credit for that, because even when things were the toughest, you stood in there and kept ripping them to pieces.
Hang on. We'll take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this kind of...
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're back. We're visiting today, once again, with G.B. Oliver III. He's Executive Director of ParagonFoundation.org. And G.B., we were talking about how, and I believe, and I've just noticed it maybe in the last few months, really, that so many things are beginning to crop up where we, the people, do have a voice. And you mentioned what I do, and what I do is little bitty peanuts to what goes on in the country. I wish we could reach more people on a daily basis. But...
Well, I'll tell you what, this is an opportunity to expand, because let me tell you, the message that you've been preaching is exactly the message that all of a sudden is beginning to resonate across the country.
Well, it just like there's an article let me see where it is, newswithviews.com today by Stephen Yates, and he says, growing rebellion in the States... more of whom have either passed specific legislation declining to implement Real ID resolutions, calling on a repeal of Real ID by Congress, or both. And another article in the same News with Views talks about how talk radio is a thing that is really whomping people up, because one of the senators says talk radio is ruining America.
And, yeah, you know, Trent Lott's come out now and said that.
Yeah,
Hillary
did
Clinton
you
has said that. John Kerry's come out and said that, and the President of the United States has said that. It fascinates me, Derry, that the Supreme Court can send down a ruling that you can't control pornography on your computer so that your child can see that. I mean, that's a freedom of expression, that's freedom of speech, and yet they would consider legislation, and I can tell you that John Panetta is going to show up before the Senate here very shortly. He and his little think tank have put together this legislation to control talk radio. So in one case, we're defending freedom of speech, and on the other hand, on talk radio, which is really nothing more than the views of the American public, we're going to consider legislation to try to shut that down. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, it's just like the cockroaches want to keep the lights turned off.
That's exactly
good. You know?
That's awfully close to being accurate right there. I'll tell you, they are cockroaches.
You walk. That's why we used to kid about, you know, like to eat by candlelight. Well, that's so you don't see the cockroaches.
But
turn on the light, they run.
This is the other part of this deal that's so fascinating to me, and I don't know why all of a sudden the American public saw it, and here again I think it's tied to this immigration bill. But all of a sudden, the American public have become aware of what Congress was really all about. And the fact that you had absolutely no say. Those people were bought and paid for by these mega corporations, and all of a sudden the light came on. And these people saw it when there was such a massive outcry against the immigration bill, and they will not let it down. And you and I both know why. It's because they are here to deliver us to the North American Union and into this one world government, and they're under a time frame to do that. And that now we've come down to the deadline, and now they're going to have to just bow their own necks and cram it down the American people's throat. And it appears to me that the American people aren't willing to swallow it.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And we have returned. Jimmy, going back to this real ID thing, and it brings up a couple of different points. I think most of our listeners are familiar with real ID and how the states are being mandated to do something and put your ID in a database that's going to be read all over the world, and not just in the United States, not just in your state, but all over the world. And as I mentioned, Stephen Yates, writing in News With You, says a growing rebellion. And let me just show you what the rebellion is. He says the following states have said no: Maine, Montana, Washington, Oklahoma, Idaho, Arkansas, North Dakota, Hawaii, Colorado, Illinois, Missouri, Georgia, Nevada, Nebraska, Tennessee, and South Carolina make 16 states that have actually passed legislation that is now law. South Carolina was the last one. That makes 17. It signed the bill just recently. And the governor, Mark Sanford, signed it into law. He said that the state of South Carolina shall not participate in the implementation of the Federal Real ID Act. Now, these 17 states have said that. Then 10 more states have bills opposing this. They've passed one house, but not both. New Hampshire has a bill now passed in both houses, but it hasn't been signed by the governor. 10 more states have either introduced or are contemplating introduction anti-Real ID legislation. That's 37 out of 50.
Let me tell you, it's on the downhill roll on them now, isn't it? And it goes back to exactly the cockroach statement you made a while ago. All of this baloney that they're throwing out there on the table, all it needs to see is a little sunlight. If you lay it out there on the table and you put it under the light, then you see what the program is, and none of it will stand that test. None of it.
Okay, now here's my next point I want to make. The Real ID Act is opposed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, the National Governors Association, National Conference on State Legislatures, the Council of State Governments, the American Bar Association, the American Policy Center, the Association for Computing Machinery, Citizens Against Government Waste, Electronic Frontier Foundation, Consumer Action, Gun Owners of America, Liberty Coalition, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, the National Organization for Women, National Taxpayers Union, September 11th, Families and Peaceful Tomorrow, the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, to name just a few. Where were these people when that was being passed in Congress?
I don't know. You know, it makes me a little nervous for some of those people that are on there, which tells you better not let your guard down.
Well, the point of it is, yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's certainly bipartisan from that standpoint, because
absolutely,
the good guys are fighting with the bad guys on this thing.
Absolutely.
But where were they when Congress was debating this Real ID? I've been talking about the Real ID Act, I know, for 2 or 3 years. Before it passed.
Oh, yeah.
Why weren't they in there fighting this thing? You know, why let it become law in the first place?
Well, a lot of these organizations are driven by one thing, and that's why I've always been proud of our outfit, and you'll never see our outfit be a part of that, and you'll never see anything that Derry Brownfield's a part of be a part of that. But a lot of these organizations are driven by funds and donations and those kind of things, and when they see an uprising coming down there from the grassroots within their organization, that's what causes them to jump on or off the plank on these deals. And so I'm going to tell you that there was such a groundswell underneath against that, just like there is the immigration deal, that a lot of these organizations had to step back on and get on board with this just simply because they needed to maintain their membership.
I also have noticed that there are training sessions being held around over the country now. There's going to be one coming up in Valentine, Nebraska, June 26th and 27th. That will be next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday in Valentine. These sessions are being sponsored by Stewards of the Range, American Land Foundation, and Liberty Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're designed to teach landowners how to take care of their own land and keep it out of the hands of NGOs, NGOs or the non-governmental organizations, as well as governmental organizations.
That's exactly right. Well, and you know what? That's a good place to start, because let me tell you that independent cattle growers of Nebraska is one of the toughest outfits in the world, and let me tell you, they'll get in there and support it. But what they were doing across the country, and you probably already talked about this, is the Department of Agriculture and in conjunction with state agriculture organizations were holding little deals, and if you would sign up, they were giving you a pair of vice grips. And don't you think that's pretty appropriate? They should have just gone ahead and clamped it on the end of your nose.
Well, at least you said the end of your nose. I was a little bit concerned there for a minute.
You see, I've developed some culture. Not much, but a little.
Well, you've had enough calves in the chutes, you know, and used those things. Anyway, let's get back to business here.
Excuse me.
Anyway, I'll change the subject totally.
Would you?
Yeah, after the commercial break. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853, 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914, when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the value of his truck depends on how much gas is in it. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're already in the second half of this program, GB. You say it goes so fast you don't realize what the clock has said. Let's go to the telephones. George is in Florida today. Hi, George, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know, if by any chance that this immigration bill should pass and the president signed it, do you think before the ink would dry, Do you think, can you see the states going up in revolt rejecting this?
Did you hear the question, Jeebe?
No, I couldn't hear very well.
Okay, yeah, there was a lot of noise on the line. George from Florida said that if this bill does pass, do you think the states will reject it as they have rejected the ID thing?
Well, let me tell you right now, the federal government passing this legislation has absolutely no jurisdiction whatsoever within any state.
But they have taken that jurisdiction.
They have bribed their way in. But, you know, my question is, if they run that thing through, they can't implement that within any state. And, you know, you saw where Oklahoma the other day passed legislation saying that, that they were making it illegal to hire an illegal immigrant to rent a house to or sell property to anybody. And they also gave their local law enforcement authority and a directive to go in there and pick up illegal aliens and turn them back over to the feds. And the guy that sponsored that legislation, the senator, said, you know what, the states are sovereign, and they have the right to do that, and anybody that doesn't understand that needs to take another government course in college. So the whole deal is these states are under no obligation to comply with that immigration bill whatsoever. And, you know, with the groundswell of discontent within these states, there's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure. I don't care how much money your state has received from the federal government. There's going to be intense pressure to negate that legislation and never implement it within any of these states.
Okay, but now he was asking about the immigration bill. Well, do you think the states can fight the immigration bill? Because you remember what California did. California passed legislation that was going to do a lot of good as far as the illegal immigration was concerned.
And they have every right to do so.
Right. Well, they did. They thought they did. And it went in by a landslide of voters. However, a federal judge that's paid with our tax money comes along and says, oh, that's unconstitutional. You can't do that.
Jerry, that federal judge had absolutely no jurisdiction whatsoever to make that decision on behalf of the state of California.
All right, but he didn't get impeached. He's still a federal judge.
Well, you know whose fault that is? That's the fault of the state of California. If you, of your own free will, enter into that jurisdiction, then you've set yourself up for that. It's like Dan Martinez. They sanctioned him. They've done everything in the world trying to draw him into federal court, and he told them to pound sand. And you know what they did the other day? They asked for continuance, and now you pull it up on the web, that case is completely gone.
No kidding.
You will not enter in of your own free will into that jurisdiction. They have no authority and no jurisdiction over you. None.
You see, Wayne Hage and Kit Laney could have done the same thing, couldn't they?
Exactly. Exactly. Wayne Hage at least kept his in the federal court of claims and argued a different case, but the fact is, any time that the state of California and the federal government go head-to-head, that immediately goes to the United States Supreme Court. So what the devil was California doing in a federal district court that had absolutely no jurisdiction over any decision they made? Now, if you walk in there of your own free will, you've now entered in to that jurisdiction. Nobody forced you in there. You've walked into it, and when you walk into it, then you have ceded that jurisdiction to them.
Okay, let's go back to Kit, not Kit, but Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Martinez. The feds took his cattle.
Right.
In other words, they're gone.
Right.
Or now they dropped the case. What about the cattle?
Well, he's got litigation pending against him. At one time, they had him in three different cases. See, and that's what they were trying to do. He refused to hire a lawyer. Of course, Dan's been to law school, and Dan has one of the gentlemen that's been advising him, working with him, is a guy that is the dean of constitutional law at UCLA. And then you've got gentlemen out of New York that have been advising him, and then Dan's one of the sharpest guys you'll ever meet in your life.
Well, he is that.
And every time that they sanctioned him or told him to appear in a federal district court, he simply wrote him a letter and asked him several questions. And the questions are, and the statutes require this, and your listeners need to understand that, the statutes require that court be able to prove jurisdiction before it moves forward. And, of course, he would write him a letter asking them to prove that they had jurisdiction over him and his private property. He was a sovereign citizen of the state of Arizona. And they would absolutely ignore that. And then they sanctioned him. Up to $30,000 they sanctioned him. And every time they did that and they notified him of that, he sent him a letter and said, you know what, I'm a citizen of the sovereign state of Arizona, and you still not, we cannot move forward because you haven't showed me where you had any authority or jurisdiction over me or my property. And you know, the other day, the Justice Department called him and said, all the other cases have gone, and it got down to this one case, and the guy called him, and the prosecutor on the case, and he said, you know, we'd like to get a continuance. Would you agree to that? And he said, I'd have to read it. You'd need to send it to me and let me look at it. So they sent it to him, and the continuance was, usually they continue something for 30, never more than 60 days, because if something doesn't move forward in a case in 60 days, well, then the show's over. I mean, it's dropped. And in this continuance, it simply said that they wanted a continuance until the convenience of the court. They didn't even put a date on it, which means we can't move forward. You understand the law better than we thought you did, and we're just going to let it die that way. They're never going to come up and tell you, whoop, I guess you beat us. They're just going to simply melt into the underground.
See, I was not familiar with what a continuance is.
It's asking for more time.
Right.
But see, they're not. They're this case will just go away. Because, and let me tell you something else. When you send one of those letters to the court asking their authority and their jurisdiction, they are required to answer that. And if they do not answer those cases within 60 days, and that's the law. See, we just don't understand the law. And they bank on the fact that we don't understand the law. But if nothing happens in 60 days, a case is dead.
All right. Now, what was the difference? You said because he would not hire an attorney. What if he had hired an attorney?
An attorney is licensed by the court. He is an agent of the court. We always believe we go down and hire an attorney because we're paying him, he works for us. Actually, he's licensed by the court and he works for the court. And being an agent of the court, an attorney cannot question jurisdiction. And so when we run down there and we get into litigation with them and we want to get them in a state court, which is a proper jurisdiction, the state is in control of all property within its boundaries. We try to take them into that. The first thing they do is they ask to remove that case to federal district court because what they're trying to do is coerce you into their backyard. And you've hired an attorney, he can't question jurisdiction. And so if that court decides they're going to take it, down the road you go. In Dan's case, not having an attorney, the first thing they want to do is jerk that out of a state court and get it into a federal court. He didn't have an attorney, and so he questioned jurisdiction. And as I said a while ago, the court must prove jurisdiction before it can go forward. Now, if you don't ask the question, it must be assumed that you've accepted the fact that they have the authority and the jurisdiction over you. But that federal government up there has jurisdiction over those 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., and all the territories of the United States, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and those kind of things. Only if you, of your own free will, walk into that jurisdiction, do they have any control over you in this world.
As long as it has to do with private property, right?
No. You are a citizen of the sovereign state of Missouri. They have no jurisdiction over a sovereign citizen. Now, if you're incorporated, that's a different deal. Now, excuse me, by contract, now you've ceded that jurisdiction to them. But as a private citizen, they have no jurisdiction over you at all.
Let's back up to the 1940s. If your dad and your grandfather had have known all of this, where would you be today?
Oh, my goodness. Had they known that, we'd still have that ranch out there. They condemned and took 92,000 acres from us. If we'd have known that, you could have stepped in there and challenged them. Let me tell you something interesting, and your listeners need to do this at some point. If you want to know exactly what the United States government has jurisdiction over and owns, you can go on the GAO website, and the GAO lists properties owned and controlled by the United States of America by state. Your listeners ought to go on that website and look up their state and see what they actually own. They don't own anything. They don't own absolutely no BLM. They own no Forest Service. You'll see where the state has ceded them some dams and some things like that. But your listeners will be absolutely shocked what the United States of America actually controls.
Hey, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we're back. And GB, going into the commercial break, you said that you can go on a GAO website and see what properties around the nation are actually controlled by the federal government. You said no BLM, no Forest Service.
That's exactly right. And you see why it's so important for them to drag you into a federal court? If you have a dispute over property and you go into a state court, what's that judge looking for? He's looking to see whose name is on the deed, right? He can't, you know, that's what's going to make his determination over a dispute over property is whose name's on the deed. The United States government cannot give you one scrap of paper with their name on a deed. They can't do it.
I think they can in Missouri. And
well,
why?
Let me tell you how they get that.
Okay.
The law is very specific on how the United States can obtain property within any sovereign state. Very specific. The state must cede that property to the United States. And the second part is Congress must then accept that property. If you go on that website and look these up, you're going to find that the national parks, what we call the national parks within most states, certainly in New Mexico and Arizona, they don't appear on there.
Well, when I said that, I'm pretty sure that back in the 1930s, you see, Missouri owned a lot of the what is now considered Mark Twain National Forest.
Uh-huh.
The state of Missouri owned it. I don't know how they got it. I guess it was through people couldn't pay their taxes back, you know, during the crash of 29 and in the dirty 30s. But somewhere along the line, I guess the state of Missouri thought this old land was a liability rather than an asset. In Congress, our state legislature, I say deeded it. I don't know how they did it, but they gave it to the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say that if Congress didn't accept it,
right,
it would still be ours, right?
Exactly. It's a two-part deal, and the law is so very clear about that. The state must cede it to them. Congress must accept it. If Congress doesn't accept it, then that deed never changes hands. And that's why the federal government never wants to end up in a state court. Your listeners got to understand one thing. In 1778, when the Constitution of the United States was ratified, there was a District Court of the United States, capital U, capital S. And that court had jurisdiction over the territories of the United States. As a state gained statehood, that court was eliminated out of that state and replaced with state courts. It was in 1948 that they came up with this United States of America, all spelled in capital letters. It was a corporation. It was incorporated in the state of Delaware. And that court was given authority over federal agencies and their regulations. It has absolutely nothing to do with you or I, sovereign citizens within those states. And that's the mechanism that they've used to commit fraud, as far as I'm concerned, on all of us. But if you have your own free will, want to walk in and debate an issue in front of them, then you have ceded that jurisdiction to that court. But they never existed until 1948.
The final break of the hour, GB. Let's take it real quick. We've got several callers here, but we'll get to as many of you as we can. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold prices fell to $650 an ounce Thursday on a higher dollar and lower oil prices. Gold closed down $5.50 to $650.60 an ounce. Silver fell 16 cents to $13.05. Speculative sellers pushed prices down using a firmer dollar and rising interest rates as the trigger, analysts said. Meanwhile, Heritage Foundation says new legislation could send gas prices from $3 to $6 a gallon by 2016. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources, a family-owned nutritional company that has been helping people solve their health problems naturally for over 20 years. Boosting metabolism is actually very simple. You just have to get your body making more heat and energy. I developed a special thyroid support formulation called Thyroid Helper. Thousands of people have noticed a welcome boost to their metabolism by taking Thyroid Helper. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. And you can increase your savings with our convenient monthly auto ship program, which includes free shipping right to your door. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
And we are in the home stretch. Let's take as many calls as we can here in the last few minutes. Alan in Texas. Hi, Alan. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm glad you brought that up about the state's voice in this whole illegal immigrant thing. And I'm really surprised the states and local governments haven't gotten more into this because, for instance, where I live here in West Texas, our local hospital is just suffering because of the illegal Mexicans here taking because of indigent care costs. And I would have thought that our local government here would be fighting this thing tooth and nail, but they seem to be kind of sitting back on their heels over this thing.
Okay. It's happening not only in Texas. It's happening all over the country. And, you know, we think because you're, and GB knows about New Mexico, which is a border state, but it's happening all the way across the nation. I don't know of any state that doesn't have the same problem.
Well, you know, Derry, it goes back to, you know, the federal funds that your state has taken or prostituted themselves in taking those things. And with every grant, there's a hook. It's just like hooking it in your cheek, and then they've got you. And so some of these states and these your elected officials within these states have accepted that money, and the minute that they start to take a stand on those situations, the first thing that happens is some federal bureaucrat shows up down there and said, are you prepared to pay all this money back? And then they're hung, see? It's like the senator walked up to me after I spoke in North Platte, and he said, you know what, I realize that the federal government's Endangered Species Act has absolutely no jurisdiction in Nebraska. But he said, when I started to redo the Endangered Species Act in Nebraska, two federal agents with the Fish and Wildlife flew down here, and they said, you mess with that Endangered Species Act, we'll cut the licensing on your power plants there in Nebraska. And I said, why didn't you just hold a press conference and share that with
everybody? Yeah, why didn't they?
What's that?
I say, why didn't they?
Well, it stuns those guys. I mean, they're absolutely stunned because we have this concept, and it's been ingrained in us that that federal government in some way is superior. You know, a guy told me the other day the only difference between a federal judge and God is that God doesn't think that he's a judge.
He's going to do some judging one of these days.
That's the mental concept.
I know it. You know, I can't understand these people that just take that sitting down. You see, that would be like, to me, that'd be like saying, sick 'em, Dole Shep, you know?
Exactly right. Well, that's the way you and I take it.
I always want to do what I'm told not to.
That's what Verna said.
Boy, she hadn't done much of a job on training me. It just makes me meaner. And you know,
well, you know, this country was founded, I've always wanted to believe this anyway, this country was founded with people just like you and I, that was ingrained in them. That,
and you know,
the most important thing in the world was to be free. And I sometimes wonder, where did that go?
I don't know. We've become a bunch of couch potato pansies, this whole country has. And you know, you and I grew up using tack collars and spurs and quirts. And lariat ropes. We know how to rope and choke, you know.
We understand the value of those kind of things. And unfortunately, my dad did too.
But that's why you're like you are.
That's, you bet. I think so. And by the way, you know what? I'm just on the outside chance that I get to come to that that trick riding school up there and everything. I've been stretching every morning, you know, trying to get myself physically prepared for that.
Talking about the way that we were raised, and I have just 30 seconds to tell you this. But I'm looking at a sign here that goes back to 1860 when they were hiring help for the Pony Express. Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellas, not over 18 years old, must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily, orphans preferred, and you get $25 a week. And, you know, I was an orphan at 16. I fit every bit of that, except I don't know if I wanted to risk death daily. I would love to have been one of those Pony Express. And I fit right in there, young and skinny, not over 18, and an orphan. You know, I would have loved to have done that, but we are out of time, GB. I don't even have time to close the way we usually do. Just thanks for being on the program, and I'm looking forward to you being out here in a few days.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you. If you